This afternoon at the United Nations, former British Prime Minister Tony Blair is making his debut as an international envoy on the Middle East. He's briefing diplomats from the UN, US, Russia, and the European Union on his proposals to promote Palestinian statehood. Also in New York is U.S. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice, who's been promoting her ideas for an international peace conference. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports she has an uphill battle.
Just back from the region, Secretary Rice is hoping to gather the Israelis, Palestinians, Arab and other key states for a conference this fall meant to give new impetus to Palestinian statehood. U.S. officials haven't committed to a date, though mid-November looks likely, and Rice has not given out invitations or set an agenda. She reassured Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas last week in Ramallah that what she wants is a serious international meeting.
We have many things to do. We don't need a photo opportunity. We need a meeting that will advance the cause of a Palestinian state. That is the only reason to have a meeting.
But Abbas is under pressure at home not to attend unless the conference deals with the so-called final status issues, the thorniest problems dividing the Israelis and Palestinians. Key Arab states, including Saudi Arabia, have been holding out for more details. Robert Malley of the International Crisis Group says the best anyone can hope for is a definition of the end game.
If they get a two-page, one-and-a-half-page statement of what a final status agreement should look like, which would be enshrined in a Security Council resolution, that defines the end game, which is not, I really don't think it's a negligible outcome.
But he thinks Abbas and Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert are still too far apart, and Rice's style, letting the parties take the lead, may not be of much help. And Malley says even if the two sides do reach an agreement on the end game, getting there in the current environment is virtually impossible.
You have a situation on the ground that remains, for the Palestinians at least, as bad as it's ever been. And you have this division among Palestinians between the West Bank and Gaza, between Fatah and Hamas, which is going to make it virtually impossible for any Palestinian leader to get an agreement endorsed by his people, let alone implemented on the ground.
Despite the odds, Secretary Rice has made the Israeli-Palestinian negotiations one of her priorities. Aaron David Miller of the Woodrow Wilson International Center for Scholars says Secretary Rice is interested in building her legacy.
That interest is driven, I think, in part by Abbas's and Olmert's frustration and desperation, and in part by her own desire to do consequential diplomacy, something that would be recognized as Condi Rice took a hard issue, worked it, and made it better. The problem is that desperation and the ticking clock alone aren't sufficient.
Miller, who advised six former secretaries of state on the Middle East, says if Rice really wants to make her mark, she'll have to do more heavy lifting and some serious prep work for this conference that the president asked her to hold.
If it's a one-day Arab-Israeli wonder, or the diplomatic equivalent of the surge, if it isn't designed to be sustained over time, and in this case we're talking 12 months, then no matter what is agreed to, it's not going to matter much.
President Bush is also weighing in a more public way. He meets Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas here tomorrow. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, New York.